Good day, I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Midday News for Wednesday, November 8. Coming up, Prime Minister Andrew Holness commits to banning corporal punishment, poor relief board to be dissolved in a matter of weeks, and Money Musk Sugar Estate to run on solar energy. The news in detail after the break.
The Ministry of National Security invites you to a town hall meeting Thursday, November 9, Everglades Conference Center, Parity, Black River, St. Elizabeth at 6 p.m. Join us for the latest crime updates and to share your suggestions and solutions. The Ministry of National Security, creating a safer and prosperous Jamaica.
Join the Child Development Agency for our annual Candlelight Vigil and Concert on World Day for the Prevention of Child Abuse, Sunday, November 19 at Devon House with the theme, United We Break the Chain of Abuse, featuring performances by Jermaine Edwards, Carrie Sales, Rondell Positive, and more. Let's join hands in praise and prayer for our children, Sunday, November 19, 5 to 7 p.m. at Devon House. Admission free! The CDA, protecting children, transforming lives, securing the future. Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says banning corporal punishment in Jamaica is a forward-leaning step to tackle the issue of violence against children. Highlighting the findings of a recent UNICEF report on child abuse in Jamaica, Mr. Holness said banning corporal punishment will send a powerful message of respect and compassion to citizens from the state. The report outlines that a high number of Jamaican children are regularly subjected to sexual violence and violent discipline in their homes, schools, and communities.
Again, it is a matter that we would have to debate here, but I think the time has come. With such a report, with our commitments to the SDGs, I don't see how we can maintain this aspect of our culture and claim that we want to advance as a modern civilized society.
Prime Minister Andrew Holness was addressing the House of Representatives Tuesday on the United Nations Development Programme's Sustainable Development Goals. In the meantime, three newly elected members of Parliament, MPs, were sworn in during yesterday's sitting of the House of Representatives. They are Dr. Norman Dunn, representing the St. Mary's South Eastern constituency, Mark Golding, who represents St. Andrew's Southern, and Dr. Angela Brown-Burke for St. Andrew's South Western. After taking the oath of office, the MPs were welcomed by members of Parliament on both sides of the House. The new members were sworn in following by-elections on October 30. As a result of the by-elections, the ruling Jamaica Labour Party now has a 33-30 majority in the lower house. Minister of Local Government and Community Development Desmond Mackenzie says the Board of Supervision of the Poor Relief Department is to be dissolved in a matter of weeks. This is part of an ongoing process of rationalization being carried out by the administration.
In a couple of weeks' time, the Board of Supervision will no longer exist. But it doesn't mean that the service that it offers will go through the window. What we are doing under the rationalization program, we are now streamlining government and we are now bringing the Board of Supervision directly under the control of the Ministry of Local Government.
Minister Mackenzie adds that Cabinet in October completed its review of the Poor Relief Act geared at introducing new tenets to reflect a modern human services management approach to poor relief. As part of plans to improve service to the indigent, some $90 million will be spent to provide housing for the registered poor over the short term. And the Sugar Company of Jamaica Holdings and BMR Energy have signed a Memorandum of Understanding MOU geared towards providing power to the irrigation system at the Money Musk Sugar Estate in Clarendon. Minister of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries Carl Samuda says the system will assist in providing a reliable flow of water to the crops and reducing the company's energy costs.
It is the first solar system that will facilitate irrigation in one of the areas where we have the most fertile soil, but we lack consistency of water supply to ensure that the output is predictable. This installation is going to provide approximately 50% of our requirement for irrigation. It is hoped that once this succeeds, then we will extend it beyond 5%, so that we will have 100% to underwrite the high cost of electricity to keep our irrigation system running.
Minister Samuda adds that under the initiative, the aim is to increase the acreage under cultivation from approximately 3,000 hectares to about 7,500 hectares. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.